Welcome to the Dead Pixel Society podcast, the photo imaging industry's leading news source. Here's your host, Gary Peugeot.
The Dead Pixel Society podcast is brought to you by MediaClip, Advertech Printing, and School Photographers of America.
Hello again and welcome to the Dead Pixel Society podcast. I'm your host, Gary Peugeot, and today we're joined by Lisa McCabe, the CEO of Capture. Hi, Lisa. How are you today?
Hey, Gary, I'm good. It's so glad to be on with you talking about business today.
For those who may not be aware, Capture is in the photo scanning business, the memory retention business, as we say, but that's a relatively new brand to a long established company. Can you talk a little bit about the company's history?
Absolutely, yeah. So we've been around since 1999 as video, and we started off as an online business, and our position was, let's digitize long form video and put it up and allow people to webcast it, which was back in 1999, 2000. That's kind of the name we gave it. So that's where we started. And then we very quickly evolved into servicing for Qualex, Fuji, and the retail business as it's evolved. And so we've been in the space long, long time. And a couple of years ago, we started looking at, time to refresh. Yes, video. Mm. It just talks about video. We do so much more than video. So we worked with a great branding team to come up with the Capture brand, which we feel is a broader term. Mm. And it describes exactly what we do. We capture memories, right? We digitize memory to people. So we brought up that brand. We love it. I love the colors. I love the aperture lens of the C, everything. It's a really exciting brand for us. And we've had that out in the wild now for some time. And we will eventually stop using Yes Video and go completely to the Capture brand. So it's pretty exciting. It's nice to do something new and fresh.
So Yes Video, I mean, it's the service still out there. I mean, are you still calling it Yes Video for some of your customers, or is it just you do a clean switch?
You can still, order on the Yes Video site, and you can order on the Capture site. So both are still around. There's a big loyal following to the Yes Video brand and site, and there's a lot of repeat customers that still use that. So we've got both going at this time.
Yeah, because that's one of the things is, like, you know, there's sort of a tension there in the dynamics of a marketing company, because it's like, okay, we want to refresh. Not sure if video really talks about what we want to do. But on the other hand, it's an established brand. Almost everyone knows, because you had such a strong retail presence for years. You had, Yes Video was in, POP for Yes Video and almost every major retailer for years.
Right. I mean, in our business, as you know, trust is so important, and people are entrusting us with memories. So you've got to build that trust with a new brand. And that's what we've been working on, is really building that trust that we've got with our long-term Yes Video brand.
What is there any service differential between the new brand and Yes Video, or is it the same services but rebranded, if you will?
It's same services rebranded. So we offer custom services. We do have a box product called the Time Capsule that is on the Capture site. It's a great gift-giving piece. You can put it under the tree. But the same great service is available. Same team servicing the orders. So it's the same.
And you've got a facility here, right, in North America doing this?
Yeah, it's in Norcross, just outside of Atlanta.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tell me about your experience with the company, because you've worked your way up to be the CEO, and that's kind of an interesting story itself.
I think it's a unique story. I mean, I came out of college. I was a film student in university in the UK. I didn't know what I wanted to do. I was like, man, I'm 21 and I don't want to be spending 18 hours on set every day. But that's where I was going. And then I looked at an opportunity for a marketing internship in the Bay Area. And it's like, whoa, Silicon Valley, Bay Area. I'm going to go check it out. So I said, I'll just go for 6 months, try this out, see what I want to do. just fell in love with the company and what we do and continued to grow. And, you know, so I could have had 5-6 jobs at this point, but I've always been interested and always learning something from someone. I mean, I'm surrounded by incredible people and I've learned an immense amount. And I just, the interest there, the passion's there to take care of these memories. I mean, it's really special what we do. And I've never looked back and grown all the way up. And then Michael handed me the reins a few years ago and it's been wild. It's been a lot of fun.
And that was
Michael Chang.
Okay.
Yeah. He's our company owner.
Well, that's great. So, you had the opportunity then to kind of see all facets of the company as you worked your way up. That's kind of interesting because you've had to adapt to, you know, new service offerings, even though the changing of the digitization process hasn't really changed that much. A lot of the ways you're delivering the memories have changed.
Right, exactly. So, I mean, going from working with Qualex and Fuji to directly with retailers to putting mini lab systems in Ritz Camera, right? We were transferring video and images right there in store with Ritz Camera. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, continuing online. So it's as it's evolved, as the customer has evolved and how they want to receive, drop off, pick up their orders, we've evolved with it. And, you know, obviously the retailers have evolved over time too. So lots changing all the time and you've got to be adaptable and meet the needs of your customer.
You know, you used to be able to send things back on DVDs and now people don't even have DVD players anymore.
Yeah. I mean, we started with CDs. Mm-hmm. And we started with like stamping CD labels with a stamping machine, a sticker, because they didn't print on them yet. Like that's how early it was.
Right.
And it's evolved all the way to digital. Like it's
just think of the residue from those labels as they fall out. Oh yeah. That's
or getting the, you know, it's not quite aligned and the label's not on and you gotta do it again. Yeah. We've come a long way from CDs, all the way through to, you know, obviously now we deliver the content, to your cloud account, to your Google Photos account. So it's seamless. It goes from analog piece of media into your Google Photos account.
Right. So talk a little bit about that, because that's a relatively new enhancement you've announced. You've gone away from your own locked in albums, which some people do. And now you're just basically have partnered with Google to transfer it into their Google Photos account, which honestly, that's probably where most people's stuff ends up anyway.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Photo retailers, energize your sales with ShareMe Chat, the proven texting platform. Using chat to text on your website keeps your customers connected and buying. See us at Pro and IPI to find out why dealers using ShareMe Chat close more sales without adding staff. Find out more at shareme.chat.
Yeah, I mean, Google Photos is unreal. I mean, we could talk forever on the features. But more importantly, we really looked at where's our place in the industry. Mm-hmm. And we said, you know, we're not publishers. We're not going to compete with these publishers. Mm-hmm. Google, Apple, they do an amazing job of publishing content, allowing you to view it, enjoy it, and do more with it, right? There's plenty of gifting opportunities out there with retailers in-store and online. And we just said, you know, we're not publishers. Mm. So let's pass the content to publishers. Because if you think about the journey we're on with all of our images and our videos, they're scattered, right? They're on different places. I've got some probably on Shutterfly, in a Costco account, on my laptop, in Google Photos. So ultimately, to be able to enjoy your memories, all of your memories, you need them in one place.
Right.
And that's your old and your new, right? Mm-hmm. Complete that timeline and have your content that's pre-2007 when we all started collecting digital content.
Right.
Put your old and your new together in one place so that it's more powerful and you can do more with it.
Now, is there anyone else other than Google Photos do you work with for this? Or is that your primary albuming recommendation?
Yeah, we work with Google Photos primarily, but you can also get a digital copy and download it and move it to wherever you want to. So you can, during the process, authenticate your Google Photos account, and we'll put it right in there in an album for you. If you give us any metadata, we'll add that along. So if you think about, if you label your content with the date, when we pass it to Google Photos, we'll pass that metadata along as well, so that we, those images and videos don't drop into yesterday's date.
Right.
They drop into the date of the memory, right? Or the a rough time of the memory. So that, I think, is really powerful. And it's really about completing that timeline. If you want to use a different service, no problem. You just download and you move your content. Okay.
Because that's one of the things I think that people struggle with the digitization business is, you know, it's generally ID'd for the date of scanning and it's not in the proper date. So there's that whole photo manager subset of people who help organize people's pictures, right? So that's very, you know, kind of a growing market because it is an interesting challenge, right? Because do you have a lot of people who provide you with relatively copious metadata or references on their images coming in, or are they just dropping off, you know, sending you boxes and boxes and stuff? Is it very well organized typically?
It's, I mean, people take care because it's their memory. So if they know what's on it and they know roughly when it is, they are going to make that effort because it's an investment. But you do get people that will just drop, I have no clue what's on it. I don't know. But if you see a date on a tape, you can typically, the consumer will add it and put it on there because they're like, okay, yeah, let's put this date on. Right. And it really helps. It's really impactful when you get it in your timeline. I mean, if you think about the timeline with Google Photos, I could talk about it forever. And then you add facial recognition. So think about when you, you've spent any time and energy identifying all your family members, even with your, you know, your current content. When you put your old content in, Google goes, oh, that's dad, that's mom, that's your sister, all the way through. It's incredible because you're just
shockingly accurate.
I use it all the time for locations, figuring things out. It's it's really powerful.
And you didn't have to develop it, which is nice.
And that's exactly, that's smart, right? I mean, why go develop something that this genius team have already developed? Why compete when you can help and assist?
But that doesn't mean that you're not coming up with new ways of doing things. And for example, you just recently announced album scanning, which is kind of interesting. You talk a little bit about that because that is one of the challenges people have is with the scanning business is the disassembling of albums, which it can be quite the laborious process.
It totally can. So if you think about, we've got, you know, we've been transferring tape, film, images, and slides for a very long time. The one thing that's always been a challenge is album scanning because arguably it's more precious than the videotape because people have curated it. It's basically the best images that someone sat down and they've put together. They've prepared a timeline and they've put it pride and place on the shelf, right? It's not stuffed under in a closet or under a bed in a box. It's right there. And so it's there. And it's pride and place. And so it's hard to part with. But you know, when you go to somebody's house, like a family party or something, the album always comes out and everybody always reminisces.
Right.
But you'll always have these disagreements about, well, I wish I had the album in my house because my baby pictures are in there too.
Right. Yeah,
and
yeah.
So there's this one copy and it's so precious that people are reluctant to part with it. But everybody wants a copy, right? Everyone wants a copy of it. The shift for us was during COVID. COVID got people comfortable with shipping.
Right.
I mean, my mom never shipped before COVID. But she ships all the time now, returns, orders things online. I mean, life changed in so many ways. Shipping was pivotal. The people were more comfortable, more familiar with shipping. So that's when we said, you know what, now's the time to get this out there. So we developed a service, an album scanning service, But the challenge, as you said, is it's got to be touchless. You cannot remove these photographs because they're fused to pages. There's magnetic, sticky backing. There's plastic over the front. It's fused. Mm-hmm. So it's too delicate to remove. And that's mm-hmm. the risk.
Right.
So it's got to be touchless. But mm-hmm. when it's touchless, you're dealing with glare and you're dealing with warping and all of that. Mm-hmm. So we developed patented technology to tackle all of that. And our goal is we provide you with a side-by-side like copy of that image. And it's okay. amazing. And Gary, you should try the service. And if you've got a photo album, mm-hmm. most people do, you should try the service because it's not only convenient, mm-hmm. but it eliminates the warping and the glare, which is pretty special.
Yeah, because you've got some before and after examples on your website. So do you send back both so that people can see the before and after? Is that part of the service?
So you send in your album, mm-hmm. we will capture your album, and then we'll send you back your album, and then we'll send you back the extracted images. So mm-hmm. you can look at your image and you can look at your album and take a look, and you'll see the side by side. We've been doing some incredible captures. We had an album last week, I think it was. Mm-hmm. There was photographs in there from 1907.
Right.
Unbelievable stuff, you know, that that we're able to digitize and people can, you know, they can now view and share easily.
Is this a standard service or is this a premium service? How are you rolling this out as part of your portfolio?
It's a standard offering. It's 35 cents per image that we extract, mm-hmm. and we give you back a digital copy for that. Mm-hmm. And you can add a USB on. You can even add a DVD. I don't know why, but people still order DVDs. Mm-hmm. And we'll provide you back your album and the images. If you authenticate your Google Photos account, mm-hmm. we'll put it in your Google mm-hmm. Photos account for you as well.
The process would be people would get a box from you or just send you. I mean, do you have like prepaid shipping boxes that you send to people? How does this? I'm trying to walk through myself through the process of.
Yeah. So you go online, you place an order for approximately how many images you think you have in your album. Mm-hmm. You can decide to ship yourself or you can select to get a shipping label that you print mm-hmm. out. Mm-hmm. Albums are all shapes and sizes.
Right.
Most people have a ton of boxes at home now. Mm-hmm. So we encourage people to pack mm-hmm. themselves in a box that's suitable for their album. Mm-hmm. And then they send it in.
I guess that's where I was getting to, because I mean the vast majority of the weight on that package is the album that's kind of the part you want to get rid of, right? I mean the binding, right. The pagers. I mean that's most of the cost of the shipping. Whereas if somebody's sending you a box filled with loose prints, almost all of those are scannable content. So it's kind of a, you know, it's going to be an interesting value proposition for people, right? Do I want to pay for sending this heavy thing, which I'm assuming you send back too, right? You don't keep the media unless people say do people ever say just get rid of it?
It's very rare. And we would never encourage that because we'd want everybody to get their hands back on everything and check everything's right.
Yeah,
and
there's
still humans in the process.
Sure.
Right. So you want to make sure that you're happy with it. And if you're not, we'll absolutely redo it. Mm-hmm. But just going back to shipping, it's the same shipping charges as we always charge. Yeah. So we've built shipping into our price. So it's better to use our label than to go to UPS or USPS yourselves. Take advantage mm-hmm. of our rates.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Because, I mean, that is a very different, like I said, a different value proposition because for that size, You're not, unfortunately, you know, because of the size of the album itself, you're not going to get as many pictures just because there's fewer pictures than a box full of loose prints. But like you said, it's a better value in another way because those prints have already been pre-curated and pre-selected. So you will have some context cues and information that will help make it easier to organize.
Totally. They're the best of the best, right? You spent your time putting them in the album.
So are there any trends that you're seeing happening with as we come out of COVID with people? Like, are they more likely to do this now? Because I've heard some different things over the last couple of years about how, you know, people are really getting into their families now more because of the COVID and all that. And I'm not sure if that's the case, but have you seen an increase in interest in the scanning business, do you think, because of that?
Yeah, absolutely. You've got, there's definitely a renewed interest in family memories. Mm-hmm. And people are becoming more comfortable online, right? Mm-hmm. And sharing. So if you think about like a great gift at the moment is these digital picture frames or like a Google Nest, right? And all family members contributing memories to that frame. So there's definitely comfort from the older demographic with technology and just getting the most out of it and seeing these cool things, you know, seeing the latest memories or some past memories on a photo frame. Mm-hmm. It's definitely becoming more comfortable and more familiar with everybody.
You know, it's really funny you should say that because I don't want to go down a tangent, but I just heard some ads, I guess, for the holidays because of the season we're in for photo frames. And I remember when they were like the hot thing, right?
Yes.
You know, and you used to put in a media card and, you know, Kodak and everybody had them. And then they kind of went away, but they actually never went away. They just became web enabled. And there's a lot, it's actually, I think, a fairly sizable business for people, like you said, to have entire families who are maybe dispersed now across the country or across the world to be able to share pictures to a parent or a grandparent.
We do it all the time. So when I was back in the UK a couple of weeks ago with my family, my parents have got theirs on in the living room on the side. Mm. And it's got all of the family pictures. And we just, you know, you look over and you have a giggle at, oh my God, look at you in the bathtub. Or wow, look at that wedding day picture.
Right,
so
yeah.
They're there and everybody can contribute to it with an app, right? Everybody can upload in the family to the frame. And when you have that experience in person, it encourages you to add more pictures. You're like, wow, I want to make them smile. Let me put a few more pictures on. So I think it's definitely becoming part of the family way of life as well. With all the tech, like you've got like the Google Nest or Alexa, you've now got these screens that can house photographs as well and these digital images that are transferred so that it's in the kitchen, it's on the, you know, the digital wall board, they're everywhere now. So it's great.
You're just now rolling out the album transfer service, album scanning service.
Yeah.
What are you doing to get the word out to the general consumer about this? What's the, besides obviously being on this very exciting podcast, what are you doing to get the word out on that?
We've got email marketing, the usual paid media. We're also doing some press, some PR, working on some consumer type appearances.
Because I think there's going to be a lot of interest in this because I know for a fact there are people who would dearly love to have their images digitized, but they don't want to take the albums apart.
Right, exactly. And there's probably people sitting listening now saying, but there are apps out there that do it, right?
Right.
So there are some great apps out there.
Sure.
There's two challenges with the app. One, it's the consumer operating the app,
right?
Not a trained professional. And the other is convenience.
Mm-hmm.
One of the reasons our business exists is for convenience, because yes, there are some aspects of our business that you can do yourself,
right?
But do you really want to, you know?
Right.
And so there's that as well. And so our goal is to you know, it's a tech approach to solving the problem. It's touchless, and we want to give the best possible output. And we've got a great roadmap ahead, and we'll continue to evolve the service, listen to consumers and see what they want. So we're really excited to be able to do this now. And we think now's the time with the comfort level changing with shipping. That's always been the barrier.
Mm-hmm. So where can people go to get more information about Capture and your new service?
So you can go to the homepage, so capture.com, and you can learn more about the album scanning service. There's a promotion on there right now, and you can learn more there.
Well, great, Lisa. It's so good to see you again, and thank you so much for your time. Best of luck on the launch of the album scanning service, and look forward to talking to you soon again.
Thanks, Gary. It was a pleasure.
Thank you for listening to the Dead Pixel Society podcast. Read more great stories and sign up for the newsletter at www.thedeadpixelssociety.com.